Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Thursday, April 2nd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and on this beautiful Thursday morning, it's a privilege to share a perspective from God's Word with our listeners. Today's message is titled, For Our Good, and is based upon a text from Hebrews 12, verses 9 through 11.
Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
Well, we are blessed if we have been on the receiving end of our father's discipline. Yesterday, the Lord brought back a teenage experience that I used as a teaching aid with another individual. When I was about 15 years old, I went to a summer camp and picked up some worldliness. After a week of camp, Dad picked me up, and on the way home, I began to try out the new lingo I'd learned from my camp counselor. I was now among the cool kids, so I referred to my mom as the old lady. Well, thinking back, I can hardly believe I used that disrespectful term, but I did. My dad quickly turned to me, and in a strong, corrective voice. Now, my dad was about 300 pounds, a big pipe fitter. He said to me, "Don't you ever refer to your mother as the old lady." He made it absolutely clear in no uncertain terms that I was never to show such disrespect toward my mom again. And believe me, I didn't. I was disciplined for my good, and to this day I am thankful for this needed correction, along with plenty of others along the way.
The Bible characterizes God as a loving father who disciplines his children. One part of the daily verse especially heartens me today. We should memorize it and hide it deep within our hearts. And it says, God disciplines us for our good.
But this fatherly discipline is very hard to accept in the midst of a trial. We may very well pray and plead with God for another way. Let's face it, so very often prayers like these are answered as we desire. We've all experienced situations where such is not the case and we go through discipline.
Lawrence Richards comments on this passage, and I quote him, "Two things reassure us when God disciplines. We remember that Jesus suffered first, and we remember that God has graciously explained his motive for discipline. One thing that bothers us is not knowing why we lose our job, and in our fears about the future, we cry out, why? We lose a loved one and agonize, why him and not me? We suffer from a lingering illness, and try as we may, we can find nothing good in it. We begin to doubt Romans 8:28, and again we ask, why? But God doesn't give us reasons for specific hardships, but he does explain carefully what he is doing. God is treating us as any good parent treats his own children. God is disciplining us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. Don't expect an economic benefit from the loss of a job, an emotional benefit from the loss of a loved one, or a health benefit from a serious illness. But do expect a spiritual benefit from any hardship. If you and I submit to God, he will work in our lives, and through suffering, we will grow in holiness. Even more, we will reap a rich, and I quote, harvest of righteousness and peace, end quote, from the training hardship is intended to provide."
And such is the quote from Lawrence Richard. Another writer, Blaine Allen, has said, "Tuck this thought away. Never in eternity will we want to walk up to Jesus and say, I surely wish you had answered my prayer differently." Well, I believe that. In the words of the old gospel song, farther along, we'll understand it all by and by. Fellow servants, some of you are undergoing a serious trial, and at the present time, you just don't see a way out. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, may you come to realize that this may very well be part of the disciplining process of our loving Heavenly Father. You may not be able to see the benefits at the present time, but Jesus does, since he sees the past, present, and future. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is in all and through all, and he will see you through this tumultuous chapter of your life's journey. He has much blessing in store for those who remain faithful and trusting for what lies ahead.
Let's all pray together. Father, when our earthly fathers discipline us, it is intended for immediate correction and future application. At the time, it is painful and a humiliation of sorts. And with you, Father, your disciplines are not pleasant at the time, but painful. But we stand upon your promise that later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those of us who are trained by it. It transforms our thinking, shapes our values, and adapts our behavior so that we become more and more like Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. It's a privilege to share God's Word in a bit different perspective on today's message. We do have several resources on our website today. Our sites, our messages are posted at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, and it will be on the main site all today, the 2nd of April, and then just click the previous message back to April 2nd, 2009. A photo I took several weeks ago of a beautiful farm, beautiful to me, I should say, in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. It's actually a farm in need of some repairs, it looks like, but I found something very quaint about the photo. Also, I have several books recommended today that relate to today's topic and several songs that are available as YouTube videos. Just click on them. One is a beautiful song that states, "All your promises are true." Well, thank you for joining us today. May God encourage you, especially those of you that are enduring discipline in some manner from our loving Heavenly Father.